The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we shall come to him and make our home with him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words, and my word is not my own. It is the word of the one who sent me. I have said all these things to you while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you. Peace I bequeath to you. My own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me say, 'I am going away and shall return.' If you loved me, you would have been glad to know that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you this now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord. Letting go, growing up, moving on, changing, is all a necessary part of life. Some of you well know with your children that every milestone, as it were, in that child's life is marked by not only love and delight when they take their first steps, when they take their first words, when they do whatever the first time, but there's also, of course, a sense of loss. Because they're not the little, total, independent little thing that they were. Totally dependent on you, sorry. It's that steps of independence that changes. And change and growth as we go through life, however healthy and good, and it's necessary and it's part of life too, always brings some heartache with it. And change is often difficult for us, especially when it involves letting go of things that have been dear to us, or making room for new things, or a new way, or a different way of life, all of which we can be less sure. And I'm always interested in the year six children as they're preparing to move to a new school when September comes, and there's always a mixture. Because, of course, they're ready in a way to move on at one life, and it's right for them. But there's the excitement of all that. But there's also a bit of them, and I've noticed this in all the schools I've ever been in, that there was a bit of them that's actually not sure about leaving the comfort zone that they've had where they already are. And that, of course, happens when they then leave home and go to university or get married, or whatever it is, these changings going on. Leaving us with many sort of things going in our minds, numbed, confused. And that was the disciples when they were gathered to hear Jesus speaking of them, to them, of his impending departure. And he explained to them how necessary it is to let go of his physical presence so that he could release to them then even greater gifts. And the gifts he's promised that you've just heard from the Gospel are gifts from the Father and the Spirit and the Son. The Father's gift to us would be that of an inner sense of his love, an intimate, at-home relationship with the very Creator of all. He speaks of coming and making his home with us. And the Spirit's gift would be the light to guide our faith, to understand the teachings that of Jesus has said, and to be an advocate with us at all times. Now, an advocate you only usually need when there's a bit of trouble, like, you know, a lawyer or an advocate or a solicitor, something like that, when there's trouble on the horizon. But it's really saying life can be like that, and there's an advocate who will be with you. Always teaching, leading, guiding in the way and reminding us of what Jesus has said. And the Son's gift to us would be peace. Peace. Shalom. Think of Jerusalem, Salem. Shalom. Peace. And he says, this gift of peace wouldn't like be the world's imitation of peace, but it's his own inner strength, which enabled him that very night to face the conflicts of his departure and the pain of the cross, because the words we've heard in the gospel are not from the resurrection. They're on Holy Thursday night, Jesus preparing them for all that lies ahead. And so he speaks then of peace. Now, the popular philosophies of both the West and the East offer imitations of peace, usually in their own way, but not totally authentic, and certainly not what the Lord's saying. The hedonistic West will offer you peace like the soothing of an irritation. So take a painkiller, or turn to drugs or alcohol, or to distract your mind and escape from boredom or reality, or release all the pent-up energy within you, or calm your nerves with soothing music, or ease the pressure with drink or pills which dull the senses. Because they are offering you, therefore, a way of escape, but not that inner strength, that peace the Lord's speaking about. And of course, escapism may remove the itch for a while, but doesn't cure the wound. The East, of course, offers a different interpretation. Some of you remember, those of you old enough to remember the Beatles going off in the 60s to the Maharishi Yogi and all that, but it offers a journey into inner tranquility, which is a bit like a submarine searching the depths, seeking the depths of the sea far below the surface, and of course the storms of life are there on the surface. So they see the source of our pain and misery is said to be our desire, so you control the desires and then all will be well. So they give you techniques of muscular relaxation, breathing exercise, a mental repetition of a simple soothing sounds, and that's a means of control. The painkilling of the West may be literally used. The inner tranquility of the East may be gainfully sought. But the Christian disciple is ultimately to seek that peace that's a gift. And it's a gift from God. That's what Jesus said. I leave you peace, my own peace, not a peace that the world can give. And that's because this is a peace that grows out of intimacy with God. That's where he said, if you love me, we'll come, we'll make our home in you, within you, at home with you. And so the night that Jesus was to know above all others, apprehension, disappointment, betrayal, fear, the pain that was to lie ahead the next day with the scourging and the cross. Nevertheless, in the agony in the garden, can speak of not my will, but yours be done. Because that inner peace, that inner strength is the Father himself, that doing of the Father's will. And so the peace that he's offering us isn't escaping the reality that lies ahead, the reality of the pain of Good Friday, or the reality of our own pain, but it's the strength to face it in the sure knowledge that doing the will of God, we have that strength and therefore that peace within us. Because the totality of Jesus' life was in doing the Father's will. And even when the parts creaked and groaned in the storms of darkness and suffering, his house stood firm. And the poet Dante attributed the joy of the saints in heaven to their doing of God's will. In his will is our peace. Or, as the psalmist said, God who set up home within us, God is within. It cannot be shaken. And so it is on that first Easter night, bringing us to the glory of the resurrection, when they are locked away in fear, they've heard the words he said to them on that Thursday night. They'd all forsook him and fled. Peter denied him. Judas had betrayed him. They're gathered in fear. And his first words, "Peace be with you." It brings it right back to that Thursday night. "Peace be with you." Because he's come and he's there with them. And this is the risen Lord. And the risen Lord is the one that's with us. It's the risen Lord that comes to our altar. It's the risen Lord that's with the gathered community. It's the risen Lord that's in the Word. It's the risen Lord that's with us and says, "Peace be with you." That's why it's a very much an Easter greeting, but it's also a very important part of our Mass each day by day. It's that risen Lord with us saying, "I give you a peace that the world can't give you." And it's the Father making his home with us. It's the Spirit with us as the Advocate with us. And it's the risen Lord says, "Peace be with you."